Well, there was a lot of detail in her speech, and it comes after some criticism that she's not been entirely open about the direction she feels the government ought to be going in. One of the key features of the speech was a commitment that Parliament would get a vote on the deal that does come about, and that possibly opens the door to some awkward challenges in terms of whether MPs who don't agree with leaving the EU will seek to wreck any proposed arrangement with the EU. So that's one of the more significant features of today's speech. Now, she has said that she wants to see a fresh deal negotiated around the single market with a UK trade agreement. What that will mean in practice is very difficult to see. And one thing that did strike me today was that although she said this was about setting out 12 objectives for the negotiations, it seemed very much to me that there are 12 aims rather than aims that she was seeking rather than objectives that might be met. And I think that's going to potentially be her difficulty over the coming months. The backdrop to the speech featured the word global, so I think this was a speech not only directed at the member states of the EU, but the wider world, emphasising, trying to underline that the UK could still be a significant player in world trade. The audience beyond the UK will probably think, well, that's all fine. There's lots of warm words, lots of kind of motherhood and apple pie stuff, but we need to see the nitty-gritty, the details of any terms of negotiation. What is, at the end of the day, going to be the deal that's on the table in March when Article 50 is triggered?